Texas State Representative Dan Flynn has his home office in Canton. His district includes Van Zandt County as well as Hunt County and Hopkins County. Flynn has been in the news recently because of a letter that he sent to the state attorney general's office. The subject is plastic bags, the kind of single-use plastic bag like you get at the grocery store. The city of Austin has a ban against stores using such bags. There are some other Texas towns that either have a ban in place or are considering a ban. Flynn sent a letter questioning whether such laws are in compliance with the state's health and safety regulations. KETR caught up with Dan Flynn as he was driving last week, traveling within his district. We asked him what the motivation was behind sending the letter.
Yeah, it's not such a big deal in House District 2. However, I've had a number of folks that are involved in city councils that have asked me about it because, you know, when a major city like Austin or San Antonio or some of the others that are have these in effect, there's a health issue and then there's a freedom issue. And then why in the world do I have to go to the grocery store and take a cloth bag, which is really not the healthiest thing to do because people just do not keep those necessarily clean. And you forget it. Then if they have to buy a bag, they have to, pay for a bag to get their groceries. And it has been a real controversial issue down in the Austin area. Of course, you know, I'm only there 140 days every 2 years, but when we go down there, even as I've gone in grocery stores, all of a sudden I find it's such an inconvenience. I just end up going over to Williamson County and buying my groceries or whatever I need just because I don't want the hassle of it. The Retail Association has came to me, and they were apparently having a lot of complaints about it. And the idea is, is this an ordinance that the city can do, or is this something that the state of Texas needs to be involved with? And I couldn't answer the question, and so I just thought the best thing to do is get an opinion from the attorney general and let them make a determination.
The city of Dallas has considered such a ban in the past, although it's never gotten as far as a vote in the Dallas City Council. Flynn says he's never heard of any towns in this part of the state thinking about such bans, but he said he wanted to get out in front of the issue.
I have not heard of any proposal, but I've had a number of city council members in some of our cities ask me about it and express some concern that they've had some citizens that have they didn't want it to happen in our area. And so I thought, it's the best time to address issues is before they become a problem in the area that you represent.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates that between 500 billion and 1 trillion plastic bags are used worldwide annually. Environmentalists and others who wish to limit or eliminate the use of such bags often cite the damage that the bags have on aquatic ecosystems. Federal researchers say that plastic bags account for about a tenth of the waste that washes up on U.S. beaches. Even bags that begin their life cycle inland can often find their way to the sea, either through the wind or through surface water systems. Once in seas or oceans, the bags can kill or harm animal life. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.